pop it sideways.
How do you carry over the energy that you had here in that great comeback the other night?
How come you get the first question? I haven't seen you in 3 weeks.
I was waiting.
You've been waiting up for this one?
I've been loading up, put my blazer on and everything. You know, just to continue this drive. The energy, how do you generate that again this year?
Look where we are in the standings. If you can't get up for these, I mean, you shouldn't be playing this game. And you know, what's remarkably been easy this last little while here is there's no, you know, inspirational speeches needed to be given to these guys. They're really, really driven, and you can't sit here and predict what's going to happen, but I do know that we'll continue to give one hell of an effort, because that's what's been going on here. And you know, the core group of guys in there have picked up leadership wise and have been leading this team in the absence of some of our big leaders being out, and it's been a lot of fun to be behind the bench with these guys.
What did you see from McKeag the other night?
I did saw one heck of a play made to set up one of the goals, but you know, his role is to come in here and give us, you know, the limited minutes, but we need strong minutes out of that that fourth line. And you know, if you were watching probably the last half of the game, they went out every time Taze's line went out, and that's a pretty darn big responsibility. One draws on the left side for us, and when you keep the other team's best players at bay, because they did their scoring early, and it wasn't really against those guys, and then you chip in offensively, that's what we're looking for. So he's giving us, as I said, a solid minutes down the middle.
Red Wings really teed you up well in that game on Friday. What is it going to take to create maybe a little bit more open ice tonight?
Wings Lightning, just pencil it in for a one-goal game. Tight checking, no room on the ice. It's just those games you just have to fight through everything, because they play a really, like, a style where they're just always on top of you, and you just have to fight through stuff. It's not going to be one of those open ice games. And you know, just hope you get the one extra one at the end. But the one thing about the Wings is, you know, they, even though they're out of the playoff race, they sure haven't laid down, and they're playing everybody tough. They're winning games, and that's a tribute to their staff and their leadership in that room. They just keep grinding. So, you know, you get the history of a team that's, you know, we've played a couple times in the postseason against each other. So this should be a good one.
Yeah. Johnny had mentioned that the progress was really slow in the first part of the injury rehab, but now it's getting a lot quicker. I mean, you've started to see a finish line with him, with Johnson.
With Johnson's, yeah, he's getting closer, yeah, but still, he's our lineup's not changing from the other night. And you know, after tonight, there's only six games left. So yeah, guys are progressing, but we need him back now. And it's encouraging to see them coming, but again, still another game with, you know, none of the guys coming back. So we're rolling with what's, you know, got us here, and hopefully get these guys back soon.
Does this playoff fight make you appreciating more what the Red Wings streak was for 25 years? I mean, considering how hard
actually,
it was.
Actually, yeah, that was, you just think about what, you know, I think I was in school when it started. I think I was playing club hockey instead of coaching it at the time. So it's remarkable what's going on. Then I saw a stat that Jaromir Jagr already played 3 years in the league when it went on, so I just marveled at that. But I just know how hard it is to make the playoffs on just a single year basis, let alone do it for 25 straight years with, you know, multiple different coaches, multiple different players, and it's why the Wings are the Wings, and why every time you play, or they play on the road, half the building is cheering for the Red Wings. They've built that persona, that culture, and it's pretty impressive.
So same lineup, you said?
Yes. Yeah, PK says, yeah. Same lineup.
Okay.
We're good.
Thank you.